welcome back to another episode of the Empowerment Coach podcast. I'm here pre-recording a bunch of episodes so that I can be ahead of myself and have a little bit of time out when everything is ahead. So I came to a realization this morning about what that looks like, because I woke up this morning feeling really fatigued, and I did do a breathwork session last night, which that should be an episode all on its own, to be fair. I done a conscious breathing breathwork session, which is all mouth breathing, which is super powerful, like super powerful. If anybody is interested in that, you just drop me a message and I can give you the details of the person that I do it with. Unfortunately, it's always a Wednesday and I teach on a Wednesday normally, but with it being summer holidays, I can do it for the 6 weeks of the summer. And wow, I can't even begin to describe like what goes on in your body when you do this stuff. So naturally there's like loads of reasons why I could be fatigued at the moment, and that is what this podcast is all about. I want to talk about something that so many women battle with, and that is fatigue, and that's for so many different reasons, not just necessarily the physical tiredness, but like bone deep, soul deep exhaustion. Like the emotional weight, the soul heaviness, and that I don't even feel like me anymore, tired. And although I'm not quite there, I can totally recognise that it is so easy to get there. And I do a lot of different things, a lot of different modalities to really keep in check with a lot of stuff, especially more recently, and I'll get into that a wee bit more in a little sec. But if you're feeling flat or foggy or like you're dragging yourself through days, and I want you to know that you're not lazy, you're not broken, and you're not behind. And sometimes you do need to listen to your body and lie down or take a minute or do a bit of meditation or whatever, or take yourself away, get outside, whatever that may be. Fatigue is not a weakness, it is wisdom, it's your body telling you something. And I think so many of us just palm it off as just being like, I'm a wee bit tired, or like, and also there's so many things that come in with that. Like, is it that could be so many different aspects of things, and we'll talk again about that shortly. But with your body, sometimes fatigue is about biology, it's sometimes about your adrenal fatigue, like adrenal dysregulation, it's sometimes about hormone imbalances, inflammation, burnout, gut imbalances, low iron, poor sleep, or disrupted sleep. But if your body has been whispering for rest and you have been ignoring it, it will start screaming. And mine sure as hell did. And now I'm in a space where, and it's actually really, really light bulb momenty. I'm totally aware that's not a word, but in the sense that you recognize that healing is just ever evolving, like you're never cracked it. There's just a different layer, there's a different pivot, there's a different thing that's going to come up. And right now my thing is my body. It is my understanding of my body, my listening to my body. Because for so long I was just like a doer, like I had to do this, I had to do this. Like it was like I had to do all my workouts. If I didn't have a tick on those thingies, I would be like beside, well, not maybe not beside myself, that's a bit dramatic, but I had to do I was so routine, and that's great. It's really great to be routine, but I was so rigid with it that it could affect me if I didn't do it. And I've gradually realized that actually listening in, tuning in is so much more important. And sometimes you need to go backwards before you go forwards. And I certainly have been doing that recently. Fatigue is one of the loudest messengers that's telling you that something isn't aligned in your physical body. And it was certainly what it was for me. Injury is another one. Like I go, so in order for me to recognize all the different signs and things that I've been having, I started with an injury, started with my back being injured. But actually, it doesn't stem from the back, it stems from the hips, and da da da, and I was all misaligned, and you name it. And I know people will say, oh, we're all a bit misaligned, like there's like discrepancies in your body, one side's stronger, da da da. But there's so much more to it than that, and I'm starting to really piece the bits of the jigsaw together. I've been doing a lot of nervous system reset stuff, which I've spoke about in a podcast before, and loads of breath work goes to like tapping in, tuning in. I've been doing some, I always do meditation anyway, and I've been tapping my body, I've been doing body shakes, I've been doing a little bit of kind of chi energy, fascia twists and stuff like that. Still doing my cold water, still doing all that, doing a nervous system meditation before I go to sleep, which I often fall asleep during. And I'm like, how am I getting more tired? What is going on? And I seen a, I'm actually going to get it on my phone. I seen a story today from one of the guys that I follow that does a lot of somatic stuff. And it said, of course you're fatigued, where I find it, and could I absolutely crucify it. Yes, yeah. Of course you're fatigued. After you start healing past traumas and come out of fight or flight mode, your body will need a lot of rest. You aren't lazy, your body is just trying to catch up on the calm it hasn't received in years. And when you are a person that's a doer and like it's like I keep on going, soldiering on, sort of a thing, eventually your body will come and give you a dragging massive full stop. And it's definitely what happened to me. So if you feel fatigue feels like it's in your bones, then it might be time to listen a bit deeper. Because this is your body state saying, please stop punishing me and start nourishing me. Fatigue isn't always about like your energy expenditure. So now like PP personal trainers and stuff will talk about energy in versus energy out and all that sort of stuff. It's more than that. It's sometimes about emotional weight. It could be unprocessed grief. It could be chronic stress. It could be worry. It could be people pleasing. It could be trauma that's been sitting in your body for a number of years. God knows. It could be as little as 5 years, as much as 50 years. Who knows? So if you think about it, how much of your energy is spent carrying things that aren't yours? How much of your fatigue is emotional labor? Because we don't recognize that actually our body carries all of it. Like it carries all of it. And whether you recognize it or not, whether you have the awareness to it or not, doesn't matter because it's still carrying it. I've had weeks where I have barely moved physically and I felt completely drained. I had a period of time when I took 4 weeks off the gym and that was absolutely unheard of for me. But I still felt knackered. I felt absolutely knackered so much that I was lying down like in the middle of the day. Like I don't do that. But it's because my nervous system has been in this overdrive. I've been training for Hyroxes, I've been training for 10Ks, I've been like bodybuild style lifting in the gym, which is great. It's got an absolute purpose. X amount of steps, X amount of this, da, 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 da. Running every week, in fact, running twice a week. So my nervous system was like, what the fuck? I was holding on for to too much because I hadn't created space just to feel. And fatigue is often your soul's way of saying, you don't need more coffee, you need to scream, you need to cry, you need to release, you need to reset. So here's where we go a bit deeper. Sometimes fatigue isn't about the body or even the emotions. Sometimes it's about misalignment. And that could be like the spiritual connection, like the disconnection from your truth. You're maybe not tired because you're not living in your truth, maybe living in somebody else's. You're maybe exhausted because you're forcing a version of yourself that you've outgrown with people who you have outgrown. When your soul is screaming for rest or rejuvenation or retreat, and you keep ignoring it, you will burn out because you're energetically out of sync. Fatigue can be the doorway to a major spiritual awakening if you want it to be and if you let it be. It's definitely not something to numb or ignore, but it's something that you need to sit with and learn from. And one of the biggest mindset shifts we need for this is rest is not a reward. Rest is a requirement. I noticed that my coach had put up a post the other day and it was about like his physique basically when after he'd done, he was training really hard and he was doing a lot of Hyroxes kind of back to back, which is heavy going training. And then more, one more of his body kind of recently where he has also had an injury and he's pulled back a wee bit from the intensity of what he was doing. I mean, he still trains like an absolute savage, but and you could see the difference in his physique. He wasn't like as bloated. He wasn't like puffy. Do you know what I mean? Because you're when your body is in that stressed mode, it fills with cortisol. It'll start to puff and feel bloated and feel heavy and feel all these different things. So we need to recognize that rest is absolutely crucial, absolutely crucial to your growth in any capacity, be that your physical growth, if you're training some training for anything, if that be that if it's aesthetics or performance, be that for brain fog and brain or rather brain clarity because of the brain fog, like getting cl clear in your goals, clear in your vision, clear on whatever, be that in actual just your day-to-day living of being us quote unquote on it as far as like having clarity, having vision, having energy, having being able to do all the things that you want to do. So whether you're dealing with burnout, healing isn't about doing more. It's about doing less, but with intention. And if you're dealing with burnout or chronic illness or trauma or just years of self-abandonment, healing fatigue takes time, and this is where I am at right now. It takes gentleness and it takes self-compassion. You don't need to prove your worth by pushing through. This is like a lesson that I have learned over the last few months. You prove your power by honouring your body and honouring what it needs and what it's telling you. So I want you to think about these few things. I want you to ask yourself, if you're in that state of fatigue, which we've all been there in some capacity, what is my fatigue trying to tell me? It's a good journal prompt. So if you don't journal, get journaling. I want you to also ask, where in my life am I living out of alignment? And lastly, I want you to ask yourself, what would deeper nourishment look right now, emotionally, physically, and spiritually? Because nourishment is not just what you put into your body as far as food and drink is concerned. It's so much more than that. It's all the different ways in which you can evolve and your psyche and your spirituality and your physique and your nourishment and your soul is so much more than that. Are you doing things like, or do you need things like better food quality? Do you need to have a better sleep schedule? Do you need to meditate more? Do you need to work on breath work? Do you need to get outside more? Do you need to get your feet in the grass? Do you need to move more? Think about it. Write it down, sit with it, and let your body speak. Sit in silence with no distractions and just tap in. You have no idea the power in that. It's absolutely huge. So, in closing, I want to just remind you that fatigue is not failure. Fatigue is feedback. And healing isn't found in ignoring the whispers, it's found in listening. You're not weak for feeling tired and you're wise for finally tuning in. So if this episode has landed with you, send it to your sister who needs it because there will be plenty. Share it, speak in it, like tag me. Let's normalize this conversation that we should not be feeling knackered all the time. It is not okay. Especially as females, especially as business owners, mothers, whatever it may be. But regardless of whether you're a business owner or a mother, does it matter? If you're feeling fatigued all the time, tap in and listen. Because it's not just a normal thing. Your body is speaking to you. So until next time, slow down, breathe deep, and choose you. I'm sending you so much love and light. Have a magical, magical day.